It's time for Backyard Almanac. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Hey, Larry, how you doing today?
Well, very interesting. I'm sitting in on the porch enjoying a February rain. So that doesn't happen that often. Might as well take advantage of it.
Right.
So anyway, here is the situation as it exists now. We are on, well, it's too early to say. We've only had 1 week of February so far, but the average temperature for the month as of now is 33 degrees. The warmest February on record goes back into the 1870s, and it was 31. Now, will we continue that? Well, according to the forecast, we're going to get colder. However, I don't think we're going to see any severe cold, extreme cold. The other statistic is I'm glad to see the rain in the fact that we have been so dry. For the last 3 weeks or so, we have gotten virtually nothing. And so, in that sense, it's good to see the rain. Now, what the rain will do on the frozen ground, I don't know. Probably just form puddles, and then get later in the weekend, it will freeze. So we'll see what Mother Nature has to offer there. And who knows, we may even see a little bit of snow. But so far, no, February has not been very February-ish as we might expect it to be. We did have some weather situations of note this week that are really worth taking a look at. One of them was on the 5th. We set a record, 50 degrees, the warmest for that date. It was kind of an anomaly. If you look at the records for each of the dates in February, 50 shows up quite often. This particular day on the 5th, it didn't. It was, the record for all this time was 45. And so when 50 degrees came along, sure, it set a record, but almost any other day, 50 degrees would not have set a record. Nevertheless, it was a day worth noting. It was a day worth taking advantage of, and many of us did do just that. The other one of note was on the early morning of the 4th, and I hope you had a chance to get out and take a look. We had a fog, and then the temperature dropped down below freezing. When I was out walking, it was in the 20s. And so what happened, a lot of this fog condensed onto the trees in what I call frozen fog. However, other people know it as rime, R-I-M-E, a type of frost that fits on these branches. If you get close and take a good look at it, it really is spectacular. It's like little spikes jutting out from the tree where the frost has formed, and it's influenced by the breeze. There was not much breeze, so the rime was pretty much anywhere around where the branches were. Really a spectacular time to get out and take a walk, and I photographed a number of them. So that is also a weather issue of note. We are now at, astronomically, we are now at a time of 10 hours. Way back on the solstice, winter solstice, that was the shortest day of the year. We only had 8.5 hours of daylight. We now have progressed to 10 hours of daylight. And the next 20 days of February, we go through rapid progression. 3 minutes a day doesn't sound like much, but over a course of 20 days, that's a whole nother hour. And by the end of the month, we will have 11 hours of daylight. Yeah, and here's one for you to think about. It's just a little over a month from now that we'll be changing our clocks in the springtime. We are at the new moon phase, which means if it's clear and get out, it's great stargazing right now, and I've been out a couple of times to take a look. Other things of note, the bird feeder, because of the mild temperatures, the bird feeder has been a bit quiet. I see the usual show up, that's the chickadees and the nuthatches and the woodpeckers. Woodpeckers make use of the suet, and the other two go pretty much for the other seeds that may be present. But I did have a surprise this week. The first red poll of the season came to the bird feeder one day this week. And yes, notice I said it's singular, red poll. We tend to think of red polls as mostly going to be in flocks, but this one was an isolated individual. It came by itself in the late morning, stuck around for a while, getting plenty of food it could pick up from the ground, then took off. And I thought, sure, he or she was going to spread word of food being available and more of them will arrive. But no, it did not happen. However, I have seen red poles almost every day. I usually see flocks of them. Yesterday, as I was walking, I came across a flock of, probably 100. They took off in a flight, but like I said, not going to the bird feeder. Nevertheless, I was so glad to see that. It's like the week before when I saw flocks of Bohemian waxwings. When we get to February, it's not unusual to see movement of red poles and Bohemian waxwings. But the other one that I've been noticing on a regular basis lately, also of February, are owls. We have two rather large owls that spend the whole winter with us, permanent residents. They are the barred owl, called that because it has lines or markings across its body looking like bars, and the great horned owl. The great horned owl is called that because it has feather tufts that stick up almost looking like horns. Well, both of the two are large, and both of the two spend the winter with us, and both of the two I have been seeing lately, either seeing or hearing on a regular basis. That's not unusual. Owls get very active at this time. They are early breeders. They are raptors, any of the raptors, and that includes a lot of the hawks and eagles, have to have a long period of nesting, so they start off really early. And so it's not unusual that owls become active. Also, as I said, the days get longer as we go in February, well, the nights get shorter, and they notice that very much so, and so they become quite active. There are other owls that are active at this time. Occasionally, we'll have ones from the far north, things like hawk owl and great gray owl, that will show up. And then there is this little one called the saw-whet owl. The saw-whet owl may breed around here. Usually, they breed a little further north, and they make a loud beeping sound. It's hard to believe that this little owl, which could fit in your hand, makes a sound that loud. Their sound has often been compared to a truck or some kind of machinery backing up and that beeping sound. Other bird news of note, both grouse and turkeys have been active. Interesting to see how the grouse is going to handle the time now that we have no snow. The woodpeckers continue to be not only coming to the bird feeder, but also drumming every day. I have not had a walk any time that I have not heard them. Crows and ravens and blue jays continue to be very active as well. Canada goose was seen down by the river one day, and then I mentioned how I had a sighting of a trumpeter swan on one day last week as well. Among the mammals, the squirrels have been interesting. We think of squirrels mostly what we see coming around to bird feeders. Those are gray squirrels. Black squirrel is just a variation of a gray squirrel. Well, they seem like all winter, all they're doing is being interested in food. But right now, they tend to be interested in each other. And this is the early breeding for them, as it is for rabbits and hares and foxes and coyotes and mice. So there's a lot going on. Some people have said that's why Valentine's Day is in February, because of all this going on. The squirrels, however, are having another issue going on. I have noticed quite a few young sugar maple trees in my woods that have been chewed on by squirrels. And this is not an unusual phenomenon for late winter. It's a little bit unusual that it's this early in late winter. And I don't know if they get hungry or they just have a desire to taste something sweet, but they'll go to the young sugar maples and they'll chew on the bark. And right now where I'm sitting and looking around, I can see a couple of trees that have been chewed on to the point of being bare from all the bark. So we'll see what that has to do. Sometimes it looks like they're just really hungry. Other things of note, this is a good thing to think about when the snow melts. And when the snow melts and we have bare land around us, right now where I sit and look around in my yard, there are just a few small piles of snow that survived. All the rest have been melted. And then, of course, there's almost none along the road or the roadsides, a little bit more in the woods, but not much. Well, if you get out and take a walk in it, it's wonderful hiking. I've been out every day walking. But there's another side to it. another critter that has survived it very well, and we might start to see them earlier this year. And what I'm referring to, of course, is the ticks. Usually the very early ones are the deer ticks. They're followed a little bit later by wood ticks, but one of the first ones out there are deer ticks, and they may have survived. On the other hand, with almost no snow cover, maybe that was detrimental to them. I did get one report of somebody picking up a deer tick, so it's certainly a possibility. Then, of course, if you get out and have a chance to look at the swamps, you might see the little willows that are out there, the pussy willows. They are opening their buds now, and I had a chance to see a couple of those yesterday. If you go to visit along the roadsides and look a little bit higher along the quaking aspen trees, the male flowers are doing the same thing. So we have a little furry growth of both the willows and the aspen. But one that tends to get overlooked that I think when you see a group of them, it's hard to overlook them, and that is a small tree called red osier dogwood, where the whole branches all the way from the ground on up turn bright red at this time. The whole thing is very small. It's hardly more than 5 feet or 4 feet tall, but it's quite an amazing thing to see. So who knows what's going to be left to see in February, but it's going to be interesting. Keep looking. We may start seeing some early migrants. Who knows? So take care and enjoy.
Thanks very much, Larry. That is Larry Weber. Larry is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.